This body mask was made from string in a looping technique similar to crochet. The mask played a key role in ceremonies honoring the dead held by the Asmat people of New Guinea. In Asmat religious belief, spirits of the recently deceased were volatile and potentially dangerous, living in a state of limbo between the worlds of the living and the dead. Every few years after several people had died, the Asmat held a magnificent feast to send them off to Safan, the land of the dead. At the climax of the ceremony, performers wearing masks like this one emerged from the forest. Representing the spirits of the dead, they walked through the village where they received food and hospitality. Then the entire village joined them, living and dead mingling together, for a lively dance which lasted through the night. In the morning, the appeased spirits departed for the afterworld, and the masked performers returned to the forest or into the ceremonial house of the village men. We know that this mask represented a man named Awe. A close male relative of Awe's would have worn the mask during the ceremony. Afterward, he would have inherited Awe's privileges, but also his responsibilities, such as caring for his orphaned children.